Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Essien and he is out, Bannister applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Brett steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette is hit by the pitch. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Gamble moves to third. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards right. Cowens fields it and throws to second to catch Gar for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer juggles the ball. That's an error on Brohmer. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Paquette moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. with two walks. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Spencer races over to make the catch. There's the throw to catch Brett, and he's out, with Johnson covering. Double play. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Paquette reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Little now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Garr steals second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bannister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Frank White. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing second base. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-4 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Essien hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.